welcome back to Vicksburg High School. Greg Chandler with you as it is sunny again, but it is still very blustery here. Winds have been blowing at about 25 miles an hour all afternoon in this state semifinal game. Wind chill factor 13 right now. The snow has not fallen since early in the ball game. It is partly sunny right now, but the temperature is only 25 degrees with the wind chill of 13. The two teams are warming up, getting ready for the second half. And right now, the Ducks are in very good position. They have the lead by a score of 24-7, and I believe they're going to get the football to start the second half. They won the first half coin toss and elected to defer their choice, so I believe they're going to get the football first to start this second half, and that's going to be a big possession. The Ducks will have an opportunity to really put a chokehold on this ball game and really put Lakeshore in a very, very difficult position. As we mentioned, the stat numbers were fairly close in the first half, but the Ducks taking advantage of some really good field position to capitalize and put the ball in the end zone to take this leap. Now, the winner of the ball game will play either DeWitt or St. Clair for the state title. I can tell you right now, at just before halftime, it is DeWitt 14 and St. Clair 12. The top-ranked team in Division III has the lead right now. DeWitt has not lost a game all season long. Among the teams they have had beaten were Mount Pleasant, which is the team that Zeeland West defeated last week. Some other scores to tell you about in Division II. We got a wild one going on between Muskegon and Portage Central. It is the Big Reds 28, Portage Central 20. Now, Portage Central beat Lakeshore earlier this season. That's one of the three losses that the Lancers had. Grand Rapids South Christian leads Comstock Park 6-0, that game in the second quarter. Muskegon Catholic Central leading New Lothrop 28-14. That is approaching halftime. So those are some of the other scores involving teams that are still alive in West Michigan for high school football playoff action. And we're getting ready to transition from football season to basketball season. Our first high school basketball broadcast will be coming up on December 10th. And I believe we're going to have Holland and West Ottawa to open the season. It should be an interesting year. We've had some coaching changes that have occurred at a number of the schools. Steve Windemoller has taken his show from Holland to West Ottawa to be the new coach of the Panthers, replacing Jeff Van Fossen. And Holland Christian has a new coach this year as well. And it's going to be an interesting high school basketball season, no doubt about that. And we will have complete area-wide high school basketball coverage starting December 10th here on WHTC and WHTC.com. Ducks are in the green uniforms, white pants, green helmets. The Lancers are in the white uniforms with red numerals and red helmets. The Ducks trying to get back to the state finals for the third time in their nine-year history. They won it all in 2006 against Coopersville. They did it again in 2011 against Marine City. Both times, that was in Division IV. They've moved up a division now to Division III, and they have certainly more than handled the adjustment. The Lancers will be kicking off, and they initially thought they were kicking off right to left, but they're going to be kicking left to right. So the Ducks are going to be going into the wind, it looks like, here in the second half. And the Ducks have all their hands team people in there. They are expecting Lakeshore to try either an onside or a pooch kick. Bowder and Gurink are back deep at about the 10-yard line, but the other nine guys for the Ducks are between the 50 and the 35. Very strong wind right now. Dante is the place kicker here. We're just about ready to get this second half underway here. 24 minutes to a trip. It's an onside kick. Here we go, and the Ducks handle it. Nice job that time. That was Trevor Raby, the offensive tackle, that fielded just like a shortstop, caught it on the big hop, and just dropped right on his belly at the 42-yard line of the Ducks. You cannot ask anybody to handle an onside kick any better than what Trevor Raby just did that time. So Raby, not used to handling the football, but did a nice job with that one. Here come the Ducks up to the line. They run out of the straight T formation. Casey Brinks is the quarterback. Brinks hands it off left side to Danny Bowder, and Bowder got spilled for a loss. Dustin Clamp broke through that time and took the legs out, and Bowder almost did a cartwheel, and it's going to be no gain on the play. So the Lancers obviously made some adjustments here to start the second half. Second and 10 for the Ducks from their 42. Casey Brinks looks over a five-man Stevensville Lakeshore front. Four linebackers up close. Brinks takes and gives it to Heshing. Cole gets to the outside. Heshin to the 45, up the sideline, outside the numbers. Heshin to the 45, down to the 40, and he's finally knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And Dustin Clapp again making the tackle, but Cole Heshin, I believe that puts him at 100 yards for the game. A 23-yard run for Cole Heshin. And they'll mark it at the 35 of Lakeshore. Ducks working right to left. They've got a 17-point lead, 24-7. Here comes Brinks bringing them up to the line. Brinks hands it up the middle of Postma. Postma to the 32. He is hit and dragged back. Brinks spun to his right and just kind of snuck the handoff off to Grant Postma, who had the interception right before halftime. And Grant, and they'll give Grant to the 31. Postma his second carry of the ball game. Postma and Nolan Rapp have operated as the fullbacks. Marcus Lambert has not played this afternoon. Second and 6, Ducks from the 31 of Lakeshore. Brinks brings them up. Brinks hands it to Heshin. Cole over the right side. Cole to the 30. Fights his way forward, and he's going to be close to a first down, down to the 26. Now, Cole Heshin didn't have great numbers during the regular season, but he has come up big. He came up big in the Byron Center game, and he has been absolutely huge in the postseason. Gain of 5 for Heshin, third and a yard for the Ducks from the Lancer 26. Brinks brings them slowly up to the line. The tight ends are Zach Papama and Jordan Van Dort. Five-man front for Lakeshore. They give to Heshin. Cole fights his way. He's got the first down inside the 25, down to the 24. Heshin going from his left half position, going to his right, running behind Smith Sambudaroff and Chris Ashford. Gain of 2, and the Ducks continue to move the chains. They started this drive at their 42 following the unsuccessful onside kick attempt by Lakeshore. 21, 22, and 23 in the backfield. That's Postma, Heshin, and Bowder. Lancers looked like they were going to bring a linebacker to blitz. Now they pull him back. Here's the give to Bowder, and Bowder is going to be hit for a loss. Great penetration by the Lancers that time, and Dustin Clapp was the first man through. Quayshawn Moody also in there on the stop as well. Loss of 1 for Bowder. Second and 11 for the Ducks from the Lancer 25. We played 3 minutes of this third quarter. West with a 17-point lead, 24-7. Casey Brinks brings him up to the line. Steps in behind A.J. Tinholt, the big center. Brinks takes. And the give is to Heshin. And Cole gets down to about the 20. Again, running behind Sambudaroff. They'll put it at the 21, so it'll be 3rd and 7 for the Ducks. So the Ducks have had the ball nearly 4 minutes already to start the second half. And time is much a factor in this ball game as anything right now, with the Ducks up by 17. 3rd and 7. Play clock down to 8. Brinks takes, hands it off left side to Bowder. Bowder is going to be dragged down for a loss by Dustin Clapp. Boy, Clapp off to a great start here in the second half. Clapp is following Danny Bowder everywhere he goes, and he just, with a great shoulder-high tackle that time, that's a loss back to the 27. So that'll bring up a 4th, and we'll call it 13. Now, Ducks will go for it here. We might see them try to go to the air here on 4th down. Brinks steps in. They send Heshin in motion left to right. Brinks rolls out to his right. Rolling, throwing. He's got Heshin out there. Is it caught? It is caught by Cole Hessian down at the six. Cole Hessian stretched out at the sideline and made the catch. That's the first pass of the ball game officially for the Ducks. It's a 21-yard gain to Hessian. First down, Zealand West. What a catch by Hessian. First and goal to go Ducks at the six. That was an absolutely huge play, and now the Ducks are in a position where they can stick it in the end zone. Well, we told you Brinks could throw the football, and he showed it right there. Brinks steps in behind Tinholt. First and goal to go. The give is to Dakota Gehrig. He's inside the five, fights his way down close to the three. So Dakota Gehrig, the sophomore halfback, took about three or four defenders from Lakeshore to bring him down. Quayshawn Moody on the stop. They'll give him to the three. Second and goal to go for the Ducks. They have now had the ball 5.5 minutes to start the second half. Here come the Ducks up to the line. Trent Kajawa is in at right half now for Bowder. Brink steps in behind Tinholt. Brinks hands it off to Hessian. Hessian over the right side, and he got maybe a yard, but no more. There were about six Lakeshore defenders. Philip Dudek led the charge there, and Moody was there as well. And guys are unpiling here. Sam Buterov was the last guy off the pile. It's going to be third and goal from the three. No gain on the play. 5:48, clock running in the third, 24-7 Zealand West. Play clock at 13. Brinks, full house backfield to give us to the fullback up the middle post, but he fights his way forward, and he is close to the goal line. They do give it to him. Touchdown, Zealand West. Grant Postma plowed his way ahead right behind the middle of that line. That was A.J. Tinholt, the center. And Postma takes it in to make it 30-7. Zealand West with 5:33 to go in the third. And boy, this really puts Lakeshore in a bad situation. 30-7. They'll go for two. They're 3-for-3 on 2-point tries today. Here's Brinks rolling out the throw. He tripped over his own guy and he falls down. He tripped over one of his linemen trying to roll out the pass, so the Ducks come up empty, but a 58-yard drive that took up 6 minutes and 27 seconds of the clock, and Zealand West now leads Stevensville Lakeshore 30-7. It's a 3-score ball game. The touchdown was Brinks. I thought it was Postma, but it was Casey Brinks that had it. I wasn't sure who had the carry. I thought Brinks had given it off to Postma, but Brinks kept it himself and took it in for the score. Again, with this offense, you're never quite sure who's got the football. Alec Lundin gets ready to tee it up at the 40. Drake is standing back at his 5 awaiting the kickoff. And right now, the sunshine is shining bright right here at Vicksburg High School, and it is shining bright for the Zealand West Ducks. They are 17 minutes and 33 seconds away from returning to Ford Field for the state championship. Lundin getting ready to kick off. Lundin approaches the ball. The kick is away. And it is going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. So Lakeshore will get it at its 20-yard line and with a lot of work to do. Michael Adams comes out for the first time this second half, and I don't think Lakeshore has been in a position this year, even in their losses, where they have been behind by this much. Adams brings him up to the line. They got a double wing formation. Ochterberg is the lone running back behind Adams, who's under center. Four-man front with wide splits. Adams is going to take the give to the fullback and keep it himself. Adams scoots his way around. Guys, he might go. Adams to the 40, zigging his way. He's to the 45. Adams still on his feet, and they finally drag him down to the 43-yard line. Trent Kujawa on the stop. Michael Adams, dipsy-doodling his way through the Zealand West defense, picks up 37 yards. That is as good a run as I have seen all year. Adams faked the give to the fullback, Achterberg, and he just ran in and out of traffic and picked up big yardage. They come in a double wing set this time. The give is to the fullback, Effa, and Effa gets spilled by Postma at the 41. And that was, I'll tell you something, all the motion went to the right. Postma did a good job of staying at home that time and spilled Effa at the 41 after a two-yard gain. Second and eight for Lakeshore from the Zealand West 41. 4:48 to go in the third, 30-7 Zealand West. Double wing the set. Michael Adams steps in behind center. Four-man front for the Ducks. And the give is to the fullback. The ball's loose, it looks like it. We'll see who got it. The Ducks say they have it. They're pointing that way. It is Zealand West football. And Cole Hessian got the recovery. It looked like there was a bad exchange between the quarterback Adams and the fullback Achterberg. The ball came loose, and Cole Hessian recovers it for Zealand West at the Ducks' 39-yard line. That is the first turnover of the ball game, and things go from bad to worse for Lakeshore, and from better to better yet for the Ducks. Casey Brinks brings them up. First and 10, Zealand West from their 39. Brinks takes. And Brinks is going to put it out of his hip. He's got running room. Brinks to the outside. He's to the 45, down the near sideline. He's to the 40, and he's going to be taken out of bounds at the 31-yard line. He faked the give to the fullback. He scooted around the end. They sealed off the left end, and Casey Brinks on the bootleg picks up 31 yards down to the Lakeshore 30. And the Ducks continuing to move the football, and this is threatening to turn into a runaway here. And remember, Zealand West was trailing in the third quarter against Mount Pleasant, and they put five straight touchdowns on the board to turn that game into a rout. Brinks takes, and the give is to Cole Hessian, and Hessian is not going to get anything. There were about five white jerseys in that area, and Achterberg led the way. Brad Newman came up from the secondary as well to make the tackle. No gain for Cole. Second and 10. The Ducks have it at the Lancer 30. 3:53, the clock continuing to roll. The Ducks have had the ball nearly the entire third quarter. They had a 6.5-minute drive that resulted in the touchdown, and then the Lancers had the ball for only two or three plays before they turned it back over again. Second and 10, Ducks from the Lancer 30. Brinks under center. The give is the fullback up the middle, Nolan Rapp, and Nolan got down to about the 27. And Brinks carried out the play, and Andrew Branch, the defensive back for Lakeshore, honestly thought Brinks had the football. He was ready to twirl him down right in front of the Zealand West bench. Third and 8 for the Ducks. They'll mark it at the 28. Brinks gets the play from Coach Shillitoe and jogs back to the huddle. Ducks in no hurry. Play clock down to 10. Lancers look like they're showing blitz. And Brinks is going to keep it himself. He fakes the give to the fullback, and he got rocked at about the 25. Brad Newman and Jake Achterberg on the stop. Actually, they'll mark it at the 26, so it'll be fourth down. And six to go. Clock continuing to roll, 2:30 left. Last time the Ducks had a fourth down situation, Brinks hit Hessian with a 21-yard catch, with Hessian making a spectacular diving catch. Let's see what the Ducks dial up here. Fourth and 6. Brinks looks at the five-man front for Lakeshore. Brinks is back to throw. Brinks throws downfield. He's got Hessian, and this time it's broken up. The wind kind of held that one up, and it was broken up by Mike Adams, the quarterback. Branch was also there on the coverage, and the Lancers will take over at their 26, but with 2:08 left in the third. So now the Lancers have a little over 14 minutes to score 23 points. Michael Adams jogs back to the huddle to get after getting the play from Denny Dock, the veteran head coach of Lakeshore. They come out in a double wing set, single receiver on the right, four-man front, man in motion left to right. Adams is back to throw. Adams throws right side. He's got a man out there, but he overthrows him. Andrew Branch had a step that time on Grant Postma, but Adams overthrew his receiver. So Adams now 2 of 7 through the air. Clock stopped with 2:04 left in the third. Zach Van Valkenburg was bringing pressure that time on Michael Adams. So it'll be 2nd and 10 for Lakeshore from its 26. They come out in a double wing. Actually, they have three guys tightly bunched on the left. Nobody behind Adams. Man in motion right to left is Drake, and Drake gets the pitch out. Drake tries to sweep the left end. Drake to the 25, up the sideline, and he is out of bounds, close to a first down. And it looks like he went out of bounds at about the 35. Oh, they're going to put it back at the 33. So it's a gain of about 7 on that toss sweep to the motion man, Zach Drake. 3rd and 3 for Lakeshore from its 33. Clock stop with 1:58 in the third. Two backs in the backfield this time. The up back is Achterberg, and he's got the handoff, and he plows his way ahead. He's got a first down out to about the 40. Nothing fancy there, just a straight dive to the fullback, and the 200-pound Achterberg has a first down, and he's up at about 100 yards rushing for the ball game. That was his first carry since that 70-yard run in the first quarter. First and 10, Lakeshore from its 40, clock running, 1:38 to play in the third, 30-7, Zeeland West. Single receiver on the right, trips on the left. Adams under center. Adams, and they're going to run a reverse. And in trouble, but getting away is Miller. And Miller, check that. That's Chase McGrain was trying to come back on the reverse, and he got swallowed up. Trevor Raby was there. Zach Popham was there. And Chris Ashford as well. It's a loss of 3. It started out as a toss sweep to the left, and they handed it off on the reverse coming back to the right, but the Ducks stayed at home that time. 2nd and 14 for Lakeshore from its 36. Adams hands it off to Achterberg up the middle, and Jake is out over the 40 to the 43 before Popama takes him down along with Postma. Pickup of 7, down to 35 seconds to go in the third. And clock continuing to roll. They'll mark it at the 44, so it'll be 3rd and 6 for Lakeshore from its 44. Lancers are up to the line, double wing the set, single receiver right. Achterberg lines up behind Adams, who's under center. Man in motion, and Adams is going to keep it. Adams makes one man miss, and he gets clobbered by Popama at the 47. He wiggled his way out of a couple of tacklers, and Zach Popama says, enough of this, and he just drilled Michael Adams at the 48. That is the end of the third quarter here at Vicksburg High School. The Zeeland West Ducks are 12 minutes away from Ford Field. At the end of 3, it's Zeeland West 30, Stevensville Lakeshore 7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Vicksburg High School. Greg Chandler with you as we get ready for the fourth quarter here in this state semifinal game. Zeeland West in command. They lead it 30-7. If this holds up, the Ducks will head to Ford Field next week to play either DeWitt or St. Clair for the state championship. Last score we had was 14-12, DeWitt leading the Saints that game in the second quarter. Lancers up to the line. It's 4th and 2 from their 48. Adams takes the snap, is bobbled, and it's not going to matter if the Lancers recover it because the Ducks are going to get the football. Adams bobbled the snap from center. I think the Ducks recovered, but even if they hadn't, I think Jordan Van Dort might have gotten the recovery. So the Ducks will take over at the Lancer 47 with 11:57 to play. And Zealand West has an opportunity to put the exclamation mark here. Casey Brinks brings him up to the line. Brinks hands it off to Cole Hessian. Actually, Brinks is going to keep it, and Brinks is going to be dragged down for a loss. He fakes the give to Hessian, and the Lancer defense was ready. Brad Newman came up to make the stop, a loss of 3 for Brinks. Back to midfield. 2nd and 13 for the Ducks. Ball at midfield, clock continuing to roll, 11:30 left, and you can bet the Ducks are going to milk every second of that clock. They've got a play clock here at Vicksburg, and it's at 13 right now. A.J. Tindall over the football. Brinks steps in behind him. Five-man front for Lakeshore. Brinks hands it off to Hessian, and Cole tumbles over a defender and gets down close to the 45. Ryan Potts on the tackle for the Lancers. They'll give Cole 5 on the play. 3rd and 8 for West from the Lancer 45. Brinks gets the play from Coach John Shillito. Shillito going for his 239th career victory this afternoon. Straight T the formation. Postma the fullback. The halfbacks are Bowder and Hessian. Brinks hands it off to Postma. Postma breaks free. He's gone. 30, 20, 10, goodbye. Touchdown, Zealand West. Grant Postma, once he broke past the line of scrimmage, had nothing but green turf in front of him. He goes 45 yards to pay dirt. It's 36-7, Ducks. And, folks, I think you can start making plans for Motown next week. Brinks brings them up to the line for the two-point conversion. They're 3 for 4 on two-point tries today. And here's Bowder trying to sweep left in. Makes one man miss, and he's going to be dropped. Nice play that time by Andrew Branch, the defensive back, as he drops Bowder for a loss on the two-point conversion. But with 10:29 to play, it is now Zealand West 36, Stevensville Lakeshore 7. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Alec Lundeen gets ready to kick off for the Ducks. Zach Drake awaits the boot back at the 5-yard line. Lundeen sends it away, and Drake's going to get a chance. Well, maybe not. The ball tumbles out of bounds at the 5, so we're going to get a penalty on the Ducks. Lakeshore's going to get its best field position of the day following a kick. So the Lancers will get it at around their 35. 10:12 left to go. Grant Postma just went 45 yards to pay dirt, and it's now 36-7. And now we're going to get a timeout called, and I think Denny Dock just called his team over. Oh, they're going to make him re-kick it. They're going to kick it over 5 yards further back. They have the option of enforcing a 5-yard penalty or taking the ball at their 35. I think they want to give Drake a chance to make a big return on a kickoff here. Jason Tran holds the football for Alec Lundeen. A blustery afternoon here at Vicksburg High School, just south of Kalamazoo. Lundeen gets ready to kick it off, and now the side judge comes in, and I'm not sure what's going on here. St. Clair just took the lead over DeWitt, 20-14. That's in the second half. And DeWitt hasn't lost a game this season, but they are losing right now to the Saints of St. Clair High School, which are from the same county, just up the road from Marine City, the team that Zeeland West defeated in 2011 for the state title, right up M29. Lundeen approaches the football, and the kick is high and short, and Drake's going to get a chance to return it. Maybe, oh no, the ball tumbles out of bounds again. Drake let it hit at the 18-yard line, and it took a sideways roll and went out of bounds. So we might see Lundeen have to kick it again. Again, that wind is blowing from the northwest, so the wind is kind of pushing the ball toward the near sideline here on the Zeeland West sideline. So Lundeen will have to kick it from the 30 now. I think John Shilato is going to probably tell Lundeen to probably kick a ground ball this time. We have 10:27 left to play here. And the Lancers have to score quickly here and then get an onside kick and score quickly and get another onside kick and score quickly if they are to get back in this game. Here we go, Lundeen. And here we go. This time Drake's going to get a chance to... Drake watches go over his head, and now we get another whistle. Now they're going to say offside Zeeland West. Oh, my goodness. So three straight penalties on the Ducks on this kickoff. And Lundeen's going to kick from the 25 now. I was a little confused as to why Drake watched that ball sail over his head when it looked like he had a returnable kick, but obviously he saw that the referee had blown the whistle, had blown the play dead. Lakeshore should get good field position out of this. We're going to try this again. Here's Lundeen. And this is a low-line drive kick, and Drake's going to get a chance to field. He's at the 20. Drake to the 25. He's to the 30. To the 35. Cuts back. He's to the 40. Cuts toward the sideline, and he goes into Zeeland West territory. Now cuts back inside, and they're going to mark him out of bounds at about the 45 of the Ducks. So Zach Drake with a nice return of that low kick by Lundeen. And the Lancers with their best field position of the day at the Zeeland West 45-yard line, 10:17 left. And Michael Adams comes out to lead the Lancers. He's got a double wing set. Ochterberg is the lone running back behind him. Man in motion left to right. And Adams is back to throw. He's got a man out there. Throws it deep, overthrows him. He wanted Drake, and he threw that 15 yards beyond him. Postman was there on the coverage. And that was a wind-aided throw that time by Michael Adams. Second and 10. Adams jogs back to the huddle. We mentioned 263 career wins for Denny Dock, 238 for John Shilato. So 500 coaching victories between these two veteran head coaches. Man in motion left to right. Adams fakes the toss sweep. Back to throw. Down the middle. It is through the hands of the receiver, Drake, and almost intercepted by Jordan Lambert, who took a deep drop in coverage that time. I think Lambert was surprised that he had an opportunity to make the catch after Drake had the ball go through his hands. Adams threw that one with authority. Third and 10 Lancers from the Ducks 45. Clock stopped at 10:07. After the game, we'll have the Spectrum-El Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. Out to his right is number 80, T.J. Brinker. Here's a toss sweep. Right side is McGreen, and we get a flag. Delay a game is the call. They didn't get the playoff in time. So 3rd and 10 just became 3rd and 15. Now, on most high school fields, you don't have a play clock, but here at Vicksburg, you do have a play clock, and if you're the quarterback, you got to pay attention to how much time is left, and Michael Adams apparently didn't that time. Third and 15, the ball at midfield. Brinker is split wide to the right. They have a couple of receivers tightly bunched on the right. Ochterberg is lined up behind Adams, the quarterback. And Ochterberg's got the handoff. He's got running room. He's to the 40. The ball pops loose. It's loose, and the Ducks, I think, have it. Grant Postma jarred the ball out of Jake Ochterberg's hands, and Cole Hessian, his second recovery of the game. What a game Cole Hessian has had for the Ducks. Two rushing touchdowns, 2 2-point conversions, and 2 fumble recoveries. You can say he's doubled his pleasure this afternoon. First and 10, Ducks. They have it at the 43 on their side of the field with 10 minutes exactly to play, and the countdown is on to Ford Field. Nick Jash is in the ballgame at right half. Here's Jash getting the handoff. He had a touchdown last week against Mount Pleasant. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and wrestled back. Brad Newman on the stop for Lakeshore. No gain. And the Ducks will just let that clock roll. 3 turnovers for the Lancers today. The Ducks have not turned it over at all. Casey Brinks brings him up to the line. A.J. Tinhold over the football. Straight T the formation. 6-man front for Lakeshore. They bring a linebacker up as if to blitz. The give is to the fullback, Nolan Rapp. Rapp is out over the 45, and he gets out to about the 47 and gets wrestled back. 4-yard pickup for Rapp. So it'll be 3rd, and we'll call it a long 5. They'll give them to the 48, so we'll call it 3rd and 5 for the Ducks. Trent Kajama comes in for Nick Jash for the Ducks. Casey Brinks jogs back to the hole once he got the play. Here come the Ducks up to the line. Straight T, the set, 2 tight ends in the ballgame. Play clock down to 5. The give. Actually, Brinks is going to keep it on the option. Brinks was running room. He's down to the 45, down to the 40, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 36 of Lakeshore. Michael Adams and Andrew Branch knock him out of bounds, but not before a pickup of 16 for Casey Brinks. Brinks faked the give to the fullback, Nolan Rapp, then put the ball on his right hip and scooted around the end like he has done so well all season long. And remember, Brinks is just a sophomore. 1st and 10 Ducks from the Lancer 35. Jash is back in the ballgame at right half for the Ducks. And Jash has got the handoff. Jash with running room. Here he goes. He's to the 20, the 10, the 5, end zone, touchdown, Zealand West. Nick Jash, who scored the final touchdown last week against Mount Pleasant, goes 35 yards for the score with 8:18 to play. And it is now 42-7, Zealand West. And that puts the running clock in effect the rest of the way. Nick Jash did not play a whole lot in the second half of the season because of a concussion, but he has seen some limited action the last couple of weeks, and he has found his way to the end zone for the second consecutive week. Brinks brings him up to the line. Brinks gives it to Jash again. A bad exchange, and Lakeshore recovers it. Now, in high school, you can't return a turnover like you can in college. In college, you can, if you get an interception or fumble, you can return it the other way for a defensive safety, but that's not true in high school football. 8:18 left to go, and the Zealand West faithful love it. And Cole Hessian waving his arms. He's urging on the crowd. It's 42-7 Ducks. And Zeeland West will play at 7:30 next Saturday night at Ford Field against either DeWitt or St. Clair for the state championship. Right now, the Saints lead 20-14. Alec Lundin gets ready to kick off. He's going to have to ice that leg of his from all the kickoffs he's had to do today. Of course, last time, it took them four tries to kick the ball off because of the penalties. Now, it was 2005 that Zeeland West started as a program. After the splitting of the two high schools, they brought John Shillitoe in as a coach. He had coached at East Kentwood prior to that with great success, and boy, that was a great move by Zeeland West to bring him in. Lundin approaches the ball. The kick is away. Drake watches it hit at the 10, and he's going to let it go into the end zone. So the Lancers will get it at their 20. And let's see what Lakeshore does here. See if Michael Adams continues to go in. It looks like he is still going to continue to go on at quarterback for the Ducks. First and 10 for the Lancers from their 20, 8:05 to go, and the clock and the running clock is in effect with the 35-point lead. Double wing the formation. Adams is back to throw. With time, throws a slant pattern, almost intercepted. It was almost picked off by Dakota Gurink. It was intended for Sam Effa, the wingback, at about the 28-yard line, but the pass sails incomplete. DeWitt has just taken the lead back from St. Clair. It is now 21-20 DeWitt, and I believe that game is now in the fourth quarter. Brinker is split wide to the right. Reuben Conway is split wide to the left. Adams is in the gun, gets the snap, back to throw. Adams throws. It's through the hands of the receiver, and it's intercepted. Sam Effa had the ball go through his hands. It popped up in the air, and Zach Popham picked it off at the 38-yard line of Lakeshore. But today they have just put the clamps on Stevensville Lakeshore's offense. And Coach John Shillitoe is going to start putting some new guys in the ball game here, and we're going to get a timeout. 6:32 to go. And John Shillitoe is going to bring his offense over out of the timeout. There's a lot of new guys in the ball game. We'll try and pick up some of those guys for you. But again, 6:32 left to go. Let's take a 30-second break. It's 42-7 Zeeland West. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Zeeland West with the football at the Lancer 38-yard line, 6.5 minutes to go, and the give is to, let's see, that was Dakota Gurink on the carry, down to the 32-yard line, gain of 6, running clock in effect right now. Nolan Slager is in at one of the tight end positions for the Ducks. A couple of linemen check in, James Driesinger and Christian Holstag. Smith Sambutaroff, who's been one of the anchors on that line, comes out along with Trevor Raby. Those are the two starting tackles, and those are the two of the key guys on that line. Mason Van Eyck is in as a tight end for the Ducks. Second and 4 from the 32. Brinks takes, gives it to Trent Kujawa, and Kujawa loses the football. It's loose. The Ducks recover it, though, and they may have a first down. Kujawa was hit hard and lost the football, but Gurink recovered it at the 28-yard line. Brinks gets the play. Jordan Lambert is warming up on the sideline. I believe he's the backup quarterback. Down to 5:15 to play. Updating you on a couple of scores. 28-28 now between Muskegon and Portage Central in the third quarter. West Catholic, one of those teams that got in with four losses, they might be headed to Ford Field in Division 5. They lead Livonia Clarenceville, who was undefeated coming into the ballgame, 28-0. Evan McDonald is in at fullback for Zeeland West. Brink steps in behind center under 5 minutes to go. The give is to McDonald up the middle, and Evan gets to the 25 and wrestles back. Zach Schumann on the stop for the Lancers. And Gunnar Harrison as well. So it'll be 2nd and 7. .425, the clock continuing to roll. We've got the running clock in effect. Ducks in no hurry. Play clock down to 16. Tinhold is still in at center, and Brink steps in behind him. Brinks takes, hands it off to Nick Jash. Jash to the 25, and he gets down to the 24 before Andrew Branch makes the stop. So it'll be 3rd and 6. McDonald checks back in for Nolan Rapp at fullback. And just about everybody who's dressed and healthy today for the Ducks has gotten in. So Zeeland West headed to Ford Field next week. It's still a nail-biter in the other semi between DeWitt and St. Clair. DeWitt leads at 21-20. Brinks steps in behind center. Brinks gives it to McDonald up the middle, and he goes nowhere. Dakota Cook on the stop, number 63 for the Lancers. So it'll be 4th down and 7 from the 25. We're down to 3 minutes to play. We'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show after this one is over. Ducks come out in a straight T formation. Brink steps up behind center. Brinks, he's going to put it on his hip. Brinks with running room. He's to the 25, down to the 20. He's to the 18, and it's going to depend on the spot whether he got the first down or not. He faked the give to the fullback and then put it on his hip and on the bootleg, and he does have the first down. Chase McGrain made the stop. They'll mark it at the 17, down to 2:15 to go, and the Ducks should be able to run the clock out now. It's down to 2 minutes to play. Micaiah Klusterman is checked into the ball game for the Lancers, and Jordan Lambert is now in at quarterback for the Lancers, for the Ducks, replacing Casey Brinks. Jordan Lambert, Marcus's younger brother. Here's the give to Klosterman. He's to the 15, down to the 13, down to the 10. So a gain of 7. Lambert gets the play from the sideline. Down to 1:30 to go. The clock rolling. We will be at Ford Field a week from tonight. 7:30 kickoff. Zeeland West against either DeWitt or St. Clair for the Division III championship. Nate Forward is in at fullback now, and Trevor Jordan is in at halfback. Play clock down to 5. And the give is to Jordan. Jordan's down to the 5 and down to the 4. And Trevor Jordan, the senior running back, almost hit pay dirt. Under a minute to go now. They'll mark it at the 5. And they got everybody in the ball game right now. Jordan Lambert gets the play. Down to 44 seconds, down to 43. The Zeeland West fans in front of us are celebrating. Jordan Lambert steps in behind center. Lambert, and Lambert's going to drop to a knee. Good show of sportsmanship here by the Ducks. They don't need to add to the score. That's going to do it. The Ducks are going to Ford Field again. For the 3rd time in 9 years, Zeeland West will play for the state championship. They went all the way in 2006. They went all the way in 2011, and they'll get to do it again in 2013. The final score this afternoon from Vicksburg High School, Zeeland West 42, Stevensville Lakeshore 7. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.